Street, Paul. Increased issues of abuse at garbage bin sites located at the Lottie Lake and Crestview locations, which includes people improperly disposing waste materials, or disposing of trash that does not fit on the bin sites, are being reported. Jason Stork, Director of Community Services with the County of St. Paul, spoke with council during the April 25 Public Works meeting, offering a proposal to help address the issue. He suggested assigning staff to look after the two specific bin sites, as they are presently unmanned. With two staff members already looking after bin sites in Lac Santé and Floating Stone locations, as they are the busiest, Stork proposed the two staff members alternate between all four locations, which would require several portable washrooms for each sex placed at the bin sites, as required under the Occupational Health and Safety, OSHA, Code Section 357. Four toilets would either have to be rented or bought by the municipality. Renting portable toilets would cost the county a total of $4,000 annually, which includes regular servicing. Buying the toilets would come at a one-time cost of $4,000 and there would be an estimated $300 per toilet required for servicing, each year. Currently, the bin site attendant program costs approximately $32,000 annually. That's not the cost of the bin sites. That's just the cost of having the staff there, clarified Stork. Caun. Daryl Younghens and Caun. Louis DeChain expressed concerns about the portable toilets getting destroyed or taken away. We've seen that on public works sites, where these toilets are set along the roadside, said Younghens. Improper disposal. Concerns were also raised as the bin sites are only manned a few days of the week. When it comes to improper disposal, Caun. Dale Hedrick suggested putting up bigger signs, while Reeve Glenn Ackerman inquired about the feasibility of installing video surveillance as a way to deter and track people who improperly dispose of their garbage. Following discussions, Caun. Ross Krakowski noted that ultimately, if the county is to continue the program, toilets would need to be placed at the sites. Caun. Maxine Fodness made a motion to approve purchasing four portable toilets for $4,000, plus paying $300 of annual servicing per toilet. As for abuse being seen at the bin site, Fodness added in the motion that council will re-evaluate the bin site attendant program during 2024 strategic planning. The motion passed.